Today, I want to talk about ideas. Spiritual ideas, maybe. Preconceived notions, perhaps. I mean, the elephant in the room would be God. Seems like most people I know and meet, I say God, and they just get, like, weird. And I look at, sometimes I get this look on their, they get this look on their face, and I'm like, you know, they probably think God is some old dude in the sky. And that's why they don't believe in God. And I think, if I thought God was some old dude in the sky, I wouldn't believe in God either. Because that's really fucking stupid. The sad news is, though, too, in America, there are parts of the country where people do believe God is an old man in the sky. And they still believe in God. And actually worship him on, like, a regular basis. It's really weird. Like, they hold their hands up and shit. That never worked for me when it comes to God. But I can say this. I grew up with a rather strong Baptist conditioning. And to be fair, I sought it out. I started going to church on my own because, well, it was nicer in church than it was at my house. What can I say? So I snuck out. I kind of made it like a loophole. Like, if I was grounded, I could still go to church. Like, what are my parents going to say? No, you can't go to church. You're grounded. Yeah. No. They were kind of mean sometimes, but not that mean. Like, there's nothing you can do about going to church. So that's what I did. And in all honesty, it was really helpful in a lot of ways, but it was so fucking strict. Like, any error got met with, you know, immediate correction. Either yelling from the pastor or whoever's teaching class. And there was just all these things he had to do just right. It's like this list of rules that never ended to be a good Baptist Christian. My uncle was a Southern Baptist minister. They had a really long list of rules as well. They couldn't watch Bruce Almighty, that old movie with Jim Carrey in it, where Jim Carrey was like God for a couple days and fucked everything up. They weren't allowed to watch that because it's blasphemous. But they were allowed to call gays fags, so, and make fun of them on a regular basis. So I always thought that was interesting. Interesting in the way of, I decided that I never wanted to be like that. So that's kind of what I did. Growing up in a small town, you do get that mental conditioning, though, towards other people. The bigotry. Like, it does, it is a thing, for sure. And it took me a while to get over it, you know? And that's one of the ideas. Those are some of the ideas you get when you're growing up. Like, I was in a small rural town most of the time. And so there's a lot of bigoted ideas towards gay people and black people and Mexicans and pretty much like this textbook rural flyover state stigma that the left has for country people. I mean, there's a lot of truth to it. I don't know if it's like that anymore, but 40 years ago it was. But then I would have moments in the summer where I was with my mom in Fort Lauderdale and in Miami area, extremely wealthy area. And like one of the first houses I worked on down there, I was like 15, is my first or second summer job making like real money, you know, in W-2 forms and all that. And just for the land, it was probably half an acre lot, maybe something like that, maybe an acre little land. It was $2 million. And I remember, that's not the house, it's just the land. And I remember thinking, there's no way I can ever afford to do something like this because I'm just a small country boy. I'll never have this kind of money, you know? And so I developed this idea and kind of like nurtured it really good for a long period of time to where when I do start making money or when I did start making money, I would sabotage myself to prove that idea right. And so those ideas, they become beliefs and then we act to fulfill the beliefs, like they're self-fulfilling prophecies, right? And coming back to the idea of, oh, and we all have them, so don't fucking judge me because you think you don't have them, like you're stupid or you're just extremely unaware. But coming back to the God idea, that idea of God helped me for a little bit in my life when I was first quitting addiction and drugs, the Baptist idea. And then I had this weird experience where I felt like I was being called to some kind of ministry, and I didn't want to give up having sex, and I didn't want to live in poverty. For some reason, I thought that's what God wanted for me as a minister. But the other part of it, too, is, you know, I was way too afraid of the scrutiny of people. Because when you're a minister, you're on stage, and people are looking at your life with a microscope, and I didn't want any of that shit. And because at the time, I think there was a few ministers that got caught having sex with men in airport bathrooms or something on meth. I don't know. There was all kinds of weird stuff going on, and they made like national news. And there was a guy on like a, I don't know, I guess he was a Christian talk show host, did some similar things, and it was a huge ordeal. And I didn't want any of that shit. I didn't want to give up sex. I already talked about that. Why would God want me to be celibate? Like, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. But that's what I thought. And I didn't want to give up money, but why wouldn't God want me to have money? I have no idea, but that's what I thought. And so I think it's from like the really old school idea of Jesus, like be humble and be close to the earth and all this, you know, get rid of all your material possessions. And it wasn't really until a year ago, maybe, that I realized that idea of God was really still dictating my life and my decisions, which was hard because I was having sex with a lot of people. And in the back of my head, that was causing conflict, like I was having cognitive dissonance because I had this old idea of God. He's like, you know, sex only with your wife and that's it. And yet I'm having sex with a lot of people when I'm doing it very frequently. And it was a very strong like conflict that was, you know, driving me kind of crazy. And I had to look at why I was having such a problem with it. And I had to get honest with myself about it. And I think I found like a middle road belief or solution, which is being a slut's probably not a good idea for me, you know? Just fucking anyone and everyone that comes around is probably not a good idea. But also, like I'm a human, it's okay to go out and bang. Probably just not the frequency that I was doing it. But I became of that, aware of that belief in God, the Baptist, Jesus, strict, you can't do all these things or there's going to be consequences. And someone told me, which was a pretty good idea, and at first I called him stupid when he told me. He's like, you know, you can create like your own concept of God, you know? And I was like, dude, that's fucking stupid. That doesn't make any sense. Like, there's either a God or there isn't. Like, it's not like plastic molding Play-Doh that you can just kind of make and form and do out of your own, you know, perceptions. But I tried to be humble and like listen to him and took that in the quiet with me, you know, kind of some of the stuff he said around that. And that's when I became aware of the God I had in my own head was he wasn't pleasable. Like, there was nothing I could do to make that God happy. So there was no peace. There was no happiness. There wasn't much success. Like, I could work hard and earn good money. And, you know, like I said earlier, like, get relationships really easily. But it never left me feeling good or satisfied. And so I just essentially, like, told that God to go fuck off and got a new one. And the new one's very open, way more accepting. Like, I was like, I want to be accepted for who I am and what I do. If I make a mistake, like, yeah, I want to, you know, correct my mistakes, but I don't need to be bogged down in mistakes on a regular basis. I don't need to be driven to success, you know, 12 hours a day to where I'm miserable, which I can do. So I've created a different concept of God. And I'm going to tell you, like, it's been pretty cool. I've been getting a lot of rewards out of it. Strangely, I can still work 10, 12 hours a day, but I'm not exhausted for some reason. Like, I do my actual work that pays my money or pays my bills right now. Then I come home and I fuck around for a little bit. And then I make these podcasts or something. You know, so by if you count this podcast as work, you know, like, I'm still probably doing 10, 12 hours a day. But I don't feel bad about it. Like, I feel really good. And I don't have all this, like, anxiety about needing to succeed or have all this attachment to success. Or, like, you know, trying to be good enough through accomplishment so that I can feel good as a person. And that's been really neat to experience that. So maybe that's the ultimate challenge that I wanted to get through, something that wouldn't leave me alone, is, you know, what ideas do you have in your own head that are stopping you from having, you know, like, spiritual experiences or satisfaction or peace or joy or happiness? What's driving you in your life that's causing you emotional dysfunction or exhaustion? What's your ideas about God about? And I'm going to say this, everyone has a God, even atheists. So when they try to say there's no God, you can just tell them to fuck off. Because they do have a God. They just don't believe, they say they don't believe in God, but really what it is, I'm going to tell you this right now, really what it is, they don't believe in their own concept of God. They believe in creation. They believe in everything. They just don't want to put this, like, little dot of consciousness into it, like it's going to mess everything up. Which is really funny, because a lot of atheists I know that are spiritual are Buddhist, and so they believe in consciousness, but they can't make that jump from consciousness to God. Like, that's just the stupidest shit I've ever heard. But I guess I'm being a little judgmental, and that's fine. So what's your ideas of God? What do you think you need to be happy? There's another idea to look at. What do you think you need to be at peace? What do you think you need to be to attract the kind of partner you want in your life? How much money do you think you need in the bank before you're satisfied? Like, those are all ideas and attachments that need to, like, come out. You know, I like to write them down on paper and then find some spiritual people that I can talk to about it and really, you know, find out which ones are working and which ones aren't, because a lot of them are delusional. I know a lot of wealthy people that they're not that happy. You know, they sleep 4 to 5 hours a night. They're just always, like, amped up about what they're going to lose. You know, what are they going to lose? That's always the impression I get from them. I do meet wealthy people that aren't like that. They don't care, though, you know? Like, they have a ton of money, but they're just like, whatever, I don't give a shit. And that's how they live their life. And they help people a lot, too, with their money, which I've noticed to be really interesting. So what are your ideas? What are your ideas of God? What are your ideas of meditation? Do you think it's sitting on a pillow cross-legged? Do you think you need to have, like, a sheet wrapped around you? You don't have to do that. You can sit a squeaky chair like this in the quiet with a candle on or something for 10, 15 minutes and you're meditating. You don't need to sit on a pillow. Like, get rid of that idea. Like, the idea is probably stopping you from doing it. So, you know, another big one that we'll probably get into later. What's your idea of love? That's a big one. Now we can get pretty interesting. Definitely not time this recording for that. But what are your ideas? Where are they? Maybe write them out a little bit. Find someone to talk to about them. Put them in the comments. I'll respond. Have a good night.